Hello, welcome. There's so much things that I want to share, so I have to take things one at a time. Sometimes I don't know what I'm going to talk about until I do, because my brain is filled with so much information, so much messages, that I have to kind of relax before I can even start and talk about whatever I need to talk about. There are so much subjects we all need to hear. A lot of us just wander with our thoughts. Some overthink, and those that overthink, it's because they worry and they can't seem to find a solution. And those that don't think as much, then don't worry as much. And believe it or not, there's people that don't even think at all. They just go and do. And when people just go and do without thinking, sometimes consequences come along their way. When is it to say to our brain, enough is enough. I don't want to think so much. And maybe I just don't want to think at all because I'm so tired. Tired of trying to find solutions, answers, figuring things out. How should I handle this? How should I handle that? Am I making the right choices? Why do people depend on me? Or why do they look for me to have the answers? Or I don't have the answers, but they're still waiting. I'm not sure myself. And some just hide, and some stay quiet and silent. And it's not because they don't have a solution. It's because maybe no one hears their opinion, their advice. Maybe no one cares to hear what they have to say. Some feel very insecure, inferior to others, so they stay in a corner. And many don't stand up, even for themselves, because they don't want to bring static or problems or argument. When we look at these things and we wonder which of them belongs to us, and we wonder why, and that's because we became too comfortable with these pressure, stressful. And those that do have answers, sometimes they get angry and upset because they figure, why can't other people have it? Why does it have to be me? And the other group are afraid. Are you going to be able to hear what I have to say? Are you going to accept what I have to say? And some will say, you know something, your problem is that you think too much and you don't come up with any solution. Or you know what your problem is? You think you know it all. And you don't know anything. Or you don't know enough. How can you tell me to see things the way you do when I see things the way I do? Why is it wrong the way that I see things compared to how you see them? Why do you always have to be right and I have to be wrong? And why do you feel you have all the solutions in the world in your hands, but yet you're miserable? Hey, look at me. Come to me. I'll tell you. I'll help you out. Pride and ego is out there. And someone wants to help. Do they help because they care, they choose to, or are they looking something in return? One of the things that I dislike very much, if I do a person a favor, it's not for that person to say, hey, whenever you need me, I'm there. You were there for me, you know, and I appreciate it. No, I don't think people should do things for that reason. Or saying, you know, when you do good, God will bless you. Or when you do good, he'll come back to you. It's not about any of those things. It's about doing what you feel is right. It's not what you're expecting. And when people do that or say that to me, I correct them and I say, no, it doesn't work like that. I want you to remember that I did this because I chose to do it, not because there is any reward, or there's any blessings, or there's any good for good. You know, we have these theories that these people use. It annoys me so much. And it annoys because, again, I repeat, that's not the purpose. It really isn't. We are supposed to help each other. We're supposed to support each other and be there for each other, because you did me a favor, and then one day you're going to ask me to repay you, and I may not be able to repay you. Now what? What are you going to say? Oh, you know, he couldn't do it, she couldn't do it, but that's messed up. You know something? Because when they needed me, I was there. So all that good that you did serves no purpose. Maybe the person couldn't do it because they couldn't, for whatever reason, and it's okay. Nobody owes anybody nothing. And that's something that we don't understand. We don't owe anybody anything. If a person does something for you and helps you in whatever circumstances, it's because it makes them feel good to do it, not tick for tack. I dislike that so much, and I repeat it again and again. People have lost their way. They really have. And when they lose their way, they use these little methods that was taught to them. And it's not correct, because you might need something from me one day and I might not be able to give it to you or even to help you. If somebody goes to somebody and says, hey, you know, can you lend me $20? And that person says, I don't have. Oh, but you remember when you needed $30 or $40, I gave it to you. I don't have it. And maybe that person doesn't have it. And maybe that person does have it, but chooses not to give it. Then you make a choice. Is this kind of person you want in your life or you don't want in your life? Or this person really can't give you what you need at that moment, at that time. Everybody has their way of looking at things and seeing things, but it doesn't mean that that person that helped you, you might not be able to be there for that person. And you can say, well, you know, that's messed up because, you know, I was there. Well, you were there. You were there at the right time. It worked out. But that person that you asked for help might be sick, might not be there. Everybody looks for something, but nobody owes anybody anything. And that's what people don't understand. No different than a person who might have the answers. They just may be more aware than the person that doesn't have the answer. And maybe the person that doesn't want to speak up is because they feel that they're going to say the wrong thing or they're going to be criticized for what they say. Every human being has different thoughts. It doesn't mean that we're going to accept everything that is told to us. But if we're willing to hear, perhaps maybe we can learn something from these people. And the people that you see that are not comfortable in saying anything, maybe because as a child they were always told, shut up, don't say nothing, and they didn't build their confidence. Or again, they were afraid to say that if they say something or start a problem or something will happen. And I think it's very unfair for people not to give other people a chance to be heard. Just to be heard. We all need to be heard. Whether it makes sense, whether it doesn't make sense, whether it's right, whether it's wrong, everybody needs to be heard. But no one should take in charge and say, no, 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 no. You're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. If a person thinks the way they do, and it's not suitable to the situation, or it doesn't go with the situation, it's not accepted because of the situation, then you just turn around and says, well, it makes sense, but it doesn't work for these circumstances. See, we forgot how to talk to people also, because we allow society to tell us how to talk. People feel that they can talk to people down, like they're worth nothing, the things that they say. Or people turn around and says, oh, I don't want to hear so-and-so because every time so-and-so opens their mouth, they come out with stupid things. And I'm not in the mood to hear that. But who made you superior? Who made you so righteous? It might not be the answer you want to hear. You have people that are sarcastic in how they give you an answer. You have people that are funny and will laugh about it. You'll find people that take what they say seriously. And you'll have people that want to be heard, so they make a big thing out of it. That's why you have people that think too much, because they're not letting it out. And again, you have people that are afraid to say the things that they need to say, because they feel that it will bring more problems. We all know that no one is perfect. We all know that no matter how old we get or older, whatever, we're still learning, but we don't know how to talk to each other because we lost respect for ourselves. And if you lose respect for you, you lose respect for anybody else. It is what it is. So when you meet people that 24/7, their brain is going, they got so much in there that they're not willing to let it go. And those that keep quiet are suffocating. I tell my students, there is no such thing as a stupid question, a dumb question. Because if you're mentioning it, it has a purpose. You might feel silly for asking it, or you might feel foolish of giving that opinion, but that's the way you felt, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with sharing how you feel. I'd rather you share than you trying to knock me out, or because you're angry and upset and that's the only way you know how to share and not be violent and not go to such a degree of what society or people go through. They get mad at their wives, men get mad, women get mad, and before you know it, somebody's in the ground shot or strangled or beat up because no one knows how to talk. Everybody's so angry. And they want to be heard, and they can be rude and nasty and cruel at the same time because their mind is so full and there's nowhere to go. And the only way they have it is being physical in so many ways. But that's the solution they came up with. That's how they feel. In every race, we have negative people and we have positive people. You have people that cannot communicate, that don't know how to communicate, don't know how to talk because they've never been taught. They go over what they learn in the street. They learn to keep their anger inside and let it go violently. They speak, sometimes not making sense, but because they wasn't taught, or they choose not to learn. Just the way that our brain is so full of so many things, so is our physical body also. You feel the heaviness in you, and you had a bad day, and you go home, and the first thing you don't want to hear is anybody complaining, children screaming all over the place, because you're so full mentally and physically that you didn't take time to deal with it. You came home with it, or you took it somewhere. You're not taught how to deal with these emotions, these feelings. And if you're thinking 24/7, And your brain is full with 24/7 of thoughts, and you put yourself in a situation or a situation happens, you're going to explode. Everybody needs an outlet, but a lot don't take it. You know, please, I don't need that crap. I don't need to share anything. I don't need to talk about anything. I know what I'm doing. I've been doing this all my life, you know, and it's worked okay with me. Yeah, that's why you're by yourself. That's why nobody wants to bother with you, get involved with you, whether you're a male or female. Who wants to get involved with a person like that? Or who wants to get involved with a person that chooses not to be open and to talk, choose not to stand up and defend themselves, but just keep everything inside of themselves? Because they're afraid. They're afraid that they're going to bring more problems and it's going to go into chaos. Not physically all the time, but mentally it's going to go to chaos. But when do you say to yourself, enough is enough? And if you feel you're not being heard, then do something about it. The lessons that I give my student is that when you have a problem, I tell them to say to their partners, to even to their boss, whoever they're talking to, with all due respect, I have a problem and I know it's my problem. And the person's probably going to say, what is your problem? What is it? My problem is I feel that you disrespecting me, and I don't like that. Or you go to your spouse and you say, listen, I have a problem. My problem is that it bothers me every time you leave dishes on the sink, and when it's your turn to wash them, you don't. Always remember that you're the one with the problem. But when you go and tell someone, hey, you know something? I didn't like when you did this. I didn't like that you did this. I didn't like that you didn't. Then you're attacking and it becomes personal. If something bothers you, recognize and realize that it bothers you. It doesn't bother that person. If it doesn't bother her that those dishes are in the sink, but it bothers you, you're the one with the problem. And that's why you start the conversation with, I have the problem. Because you have the problem. If you come home angry and upset and you're not in a mood for anything, then tell your spouse, sweetie, honey, whatever the words you use, say, look, I have a problem. And people are going to respond like, what's wrong? Say, my problem is that right now I'm very angry and I'm very upset and I just need some space. When you talk to people like that, they don't feel you're attacking them. But if you come home and your spouse talks to you and say something, "Hey, I just got from work, I'm upset, just leave me alone, da 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 da." No, that's not the way you allow this thing to go. We all have to find better ways to communicate. No different if you're sick. You don't feel good. Right now, I am sick. I don't feel good, right? You're not telling that person, "Listen, I'm sick. I don't want to be bothered. Just leave me alone and just go your way." No, you're going to say and say, "Honey, right now I don't feel good. I think I'm coming down with something. So I think I should lay down and just rest." And you'll get more out of this than the yelling and the screaming. Because when the mind is completely full and it's ready to explode, you're going to hurt the person that's next to you mentally. And sometimes, unfortunately, physically, which is a damn shame, but it's reality. Because we don't know where to put all this at. We think we have a solution. We think we know it all. Or I'm not able to say. So our mind goes in different directions. And those directions that it goes to, it makes it difficult for anyone to communicate. Because we don't give the brain air. We don't give it rest. And if you think that when you sleep, you're giving it rest, you got to be kidding me. It does not work like that. Your brain is constantly working. And the reason that it's working is because you train that brain to work constantly. So now you have to undo that kind of work by dealing with what you need to deal with. Talk it out as mature people. Take responsibility for the way you feel, for the way your brain is, for the way you feel physically, and stop feeling that you feel this way because of everybody else. You've done this to yourself. You created this. And now that you created this, now you're gonna let it go on everybody else. You know, it's like a person that quiet, doesn't say much, but the moment that person is drunk, boy, can that person talk and talk and talk. And then what happens is that I don't wanna talk to him. I don't wanna hear what he or she has to say because they're drunk, you know? But that's the way that person feels. And then this person wants to tell everything at once. And you can't do that because when you're giving, you know, problem one, problem two, problem three, it's like, I can't deal with this. And then the next day when you get up and they say, "Oh, you said this, you said that, you said this," and there's a part of you that's probably embarrassed or ashamed and say, "Oh, I said that. No, I didn't mean that. Oh, no, I didn't feel like that. Oh, no, that's not true." And you take it back and it goes back into your brain. And then there are people that get drunk and become very, very aggressive, angry. And then you look and you say, "Why is she getting angry the way she does?" You know, every time she gets drunk or he gets drunk, they get angry. And then you have people who drink and just don't say anything because they're still afraid of talking. And then there's people that can get drunk and they can be funny. So all these things are stuck inside of you. And you don't know how to let it go. It's like, I remember when I used to go to a nightclub. My students make fun of me when I used to say I used to go to a disco. But it was a disco. And I used to just go and observe people. And I would see guys or even females sitting down quiet or standing, holding the pole and just being cool. And drinking and it, but the moment they had a couple of drinks on them, boy, they would go to the floor and they just lose their minds. They'll dance, and that's because that brain couldn't do it on its own. It needed something to build up confidence. It needed that attitude that when people get high or get drunk, they just don't care. They can always blame it the next day on the liquor or whatever they get high on, and it's a safe zone. And you get away with it. Wouldn't it be great if you can do all that without drinking or getting high, that you can just go and dance on the floor and just be who you are and enjoy yourself? But that brain, no, keeps you locked up. So you can't do it. you don't got the courage to do that. No, you can't do that. Wait until I give you a little bit more. And you're in your job at the same time and you're getting upset. And you say, man, I got to go home and I'm upset, I'm angry, I got to take the train, I got to do this, I got to do that. And you're building up anger because that's what you're used to. And your brain is running constantly. And you bring frustration to your life and you bring unhappiness to your life. Because you don't know how to deal with these things. You don't know how to let go. You don't know how to make your brain work for you. You have allowed the brain to work against you instead of for you. Because that's how powerful you are. You can make the brain work for you. But you've been doing the complete opposite. And there's where the violence, the anger, the frustration, the aggressiveness, the nastiness, the sarcastic, being very rude to a human being and anger and frustration, that's where it comes from, because it's still there. And let me tell you something, that's just part of it, because the other part comes the baggage that you have growing up too. And you carry that baggage and then you carry this baggage. And it's like you're ready to explode. And then, you know, you do something and people say, I can't believe she did that. I can't believe he did that. It really happens. No one is invincible. You can know a person for 20 years and all of a sudden that person can lose it completely because we hold information that don't need to be held, but needs to have the solution so it can leave and it can be free. So you're able to sleep in peace and relax and take back your control. So when we look at someone that feels they know it all again, or people go to them for solutions, a person again that is not willing to share because they feel no one is going to hear, person that gets upset because anything that happens in the family, they run into him or they run to her. They take no time to breathe, but you put yourself in that situation. You put yourself for people to come to you because you did that, because you didn't teach these people how to find solutions, how to solve their problem. You went and you fixed it when you should have been teaching them how to do it. Just like these people that you say, oh, I don't want to hear what comes out of this person's mouth, because every time that person talks, always comes out to the rear end. But if you taught that person how to think, how to find solutions, then you wouldn't be having that problem. And a person that's always thinking 24/7 and lets you know, I'm thinking 24/7, I'm always thinking, maybe you could have found a way to say, hey, why? Why do you put yourself there? Why are you thinking so much? You see, we all have something, whether it's a little bit, but it's enough to help someone else, to teach them. But some of us don't want to teach because we want to get all the credit. We want to be the superstar that everybody comes to. Oh yeah, I'm the one that fixed the problem. But then you're the one that is carrying all this in your brain and you're miserable because you're going to complain about it and you're going to get mad about it. But then you're out there doing it all over again. So we don't want to teach because it takes too much to teach. But then again, it takes a lot for everybody to come to you for you to find an answer or a solution for them. Or to tell somebody, listen, you don't know what you're talking about. Just be quiet. Shut up. And I don't want to hear you because you've never said anything. So there's nothing that I have to hear when it comes to you. And it's no different than when you help someone. You're helping them because you choose to help them because you want them to know that they matter in your life, and that's great. But they also have to understand that there might be a time that you might not be there for them. So when somebody says to you, hey, I owe you one, your answer should be, no, you don't. This is not about owning anybody. You don't owe me anything. I did this because I chose to do it. A person that comes with problems, say, listen, let's look at this. Let's work together and find a solution. I want to see what you come up with. The person that you don't want to hear, turn around and you say, what do you think? And that person comes out of left field. You turn around and you say, how did you come to that conclusion? Where were you thinking? How were you thinking? That's how we help and we teach. Every human being, give them time. They all have their answers inside and they have their solution inside. But we are taught that our solutions and our answers are out there. or a person that we believe and we trust. But what happens if that person leaves this earth? What's going to happen to you? Who's that person going to turn to? No different than a parent that supports their child to an adulthood. What happens when you're gone and that child doesn't have anybody? Because that child always depended on you. So human beings, parents, friends, acquaintances, spouses, family members are no special. We are here to teach. Everyone is here to teach. Because everyone in one way or the other is a teacher. And it's not about knowing more or trying to think that you know it all or making yourself important. It's making yourself matter because you have a complex of yourself that you want to be looked upon. No, that's not the way to do it. If you want people to respect you, help them. Allow them to grow. Allow them to learn their own lessons. Allow them to be the person that they're meant to be. And if you can't do it, and if you find that you can't do it, then walk away, because then you serve no purpose. There are parents that I see that don't give the children lessons and teach them because they're so wrapped up in that brain of theirs and so much things that they have to do that they don't have that extra time. But the moment the weekend comes, oh yeah, let's hang out, let's go drink, let's do this, that they can do. So some of these children, majority of these children, are even lost because you don't take time. You don't take time to teach them these lessons. You don't take time to show them that not everything has to be in your brain, that pressure of the brain doesn't have to be there. Know when to put it and know when to take it out, because it can be done. And I know that for a fact. But everything in life is about working. It's about working within you. But people don't want to do that. They don't want to work with themselves. If I'm going to work for me, my brain, I want to get paid for it. If I get paid for trying to find out who I am and what I am and figure out my brain, and you're going to pay me, I'm going to do it. But not everything is about money, because that has no value, finding out who and what you are and learning these lessons and sharing these lessons. That's not about money. We live in a society that we need to work, because you need to pay bills. You need to live, or even to survive. And I get that. But like I tell my students, out of 100%, give 10% to that world. And that other 90%, give it to yourself. You know, when I see people going, men and women going to the gym and come out building up their muscles and trying to look good. And I see that and I say, wow, that's great. But why don't you also use that energy and use it also to find out about you? And use that energy to take pressure out of your brain. So everybody is about the face, the body. You know, do I look good? I want to look good. Child, please. I walk out that street, I want these guys to look at me. People go out and fix their bodies, but they're not willing to fix what's inside. What is the purpose? And everybody's getting lost in this. Whatever happened to being happy with what you do have and enjoy what you have? It doesn't mean that somebody's not gonna love you because you're not perfect, because you don't have big breasts or a beautiful body, beautiful face. And if that's what they're looking for, why would you want that person in the first place? Why can't you find someone that accepts you for who you are? Whether you're skinny, whether you're chubby. And if you don't meet, then it wasn't meant. But you see, this body that we worry about so much is gonna rot, and it's gonna turn into worms because it's gonna be eaten up. And before you know it, the only thing that's left is bones. For what you will take with you is that spirit that will carry that knowledge and wisdom that you allowed yourself to learn and grow, that you allowed yourself to be something within yourself, to be powerful, to be courageous, to control that brain of yours so that you be able to feel peace and happiness. No matter what tragic, no matter what sadness you go in your life, but you be able to handle all these things because you made the connection with your spirit, with your soul, and with your brain. Because without our brain, we can't function. So we need our brain as well as we need our heart. That's just the fact. So if we put too much pressure in our brain, don't you think your heart is not going to get affected? Of course it is, because they tie together. They are the most important part in our bodies. It's that heart and that brain. And if we don't give it peace, then we're never going to know what peace is all about. No matter how crazy things are going out there, but you can always have some peace. Does that mean that things might not happen to you? Of course, that's no guarantee. But at least you feel that peace. And that brain, you have taken control of it. Isn't that great? If you're willing to build up your body, build up whatever part of your body you want to build up, that's fine. But don't think that that's what it's about. Because you see, what people don't realize, that after a certain time and years in life, you're going to get older. And you're not going to really feel that energy that you really felt when you were trying to build up your body. And not saying that if you reach 70 that you're not going to have that energy. You're going to have that energy, but not the same. Your muscles are not going to be the same. Your booty is not going to be completely the same, because we're all going to get old. No matter how many surgeries we do on our face, we can't avoid getting old. It ain't going to happen. So no matter how much you run, how much you do for yourself, you cannot run away from getting old. But what you could do is allow yourself to grow and learn and carry knowledge and wisdom. Because when you leave this earth and you come back to this earth, or maybe you go to another earth, you'll go back with knowledge and wisdom that you took from here. And maybe you will remember, maybe you won't, but it'll be there. I guarantee you it will be there. But that body that you work so hard for is not going to exist, because you'll probably look different. So all that anger and all that frustration and all that pressure that you put upon yourself, learn how to let go. Help others to help themselves. It's good to know things. It really is. But it's also good to teach others. As a spiritual teacher, a lot of my students, well, all my students feel that I always have the answer. And I do. Unfortunately, I do. But I also teach them to find their own answers. I let them know that you always had your answers and you will continuously have your answers. And I say to them, I'm not going to be here for the rest of my life. So I'm teaching you how to be independent, how to be free, and how to find your own answers. Because that's what it's about. It's not about allowing people to depend on you constantly. They also have to learn and grow to be independent. And when you cripple these people, you're making your life more difficult, and that brain of yours will never rest. So don't be selfish in that way. Don't let the ego and pride get in the way. Don't do that. Because I have heard people say, oh yes, my goodness, my family comes up to me for everything. And that makes you feel good. But then you know deep inside that it makes you feel good because of that ego and that pride, because you feel insecure about something in your life and this is making you feel great. But you're carrying all this thing in your brain. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want that responsibility? I know I don't. And I let my student know. And when I find that they're not thinking or trying to find a solution, I tell them, you have two choices: to think real good about it or get a smack across your head. One or the other is going to wake you up, but I want to hear your answer. Being cute, you know, when I do that. Being funny, of course. But I do, you know, take my arm and go bloop on the head. And it hurts. Not because I'm hard with my hands, but because I have rings on my hands. So try to think about these things and find a solution for yourself. Listen, you don't have to hear or hear anything that I said or believe anything I say. That's your choice. But one thing you're going to realize regardless is that you're going to feel frustrated. And you're going to realize that, and you're going to feel it. And you're going to start feeling it even more now that you're going to be aware of it. So when you find yourself being aware of it, then maybe you'll do something about it. And if you don't, then it's a damn shame, because then you don't really care about yourself, because you don't think that you're worth anything or that important.
or even that special. Or perhaps you don't like yourself, or even not love yourself enough. And if you feel these things, then how the hell can you like somebody else? And how the hell can you love about somebody else? And how the hell can you help somebody else? When it starts with you first, it starts with your brain. And then it starts physical, meaning that you'll find ways, like, hey, going to the gym, running, karate, whatever, because there's so many ways to let go of the physical frustration, but you also have to let go of the mental frustration in that brain. And I tell my students, it's always up to you to make that decision. I cannot make that decision for you. And I choose not to neither, because I'm not you and you're not me. And I have to make my own decisions based on me, just like you have to make your own decision based on you. But if you want to feel that your brain is breathing and that your body is free as well as your brain, then give it a try. What does it hurt? I mean, you're willing to pay for the gym to build up muscles, or maybe you're willing to pay somebody, a therapist, a psychiatrist, or you're willing to have your future been told and pay for that when everything that I do is free and it doesn't cost you a cent. The only thing that is going to cost you is you, because you're the one that has to do the work. So find out if you're worth it. And maybe you're not ready. Maybe you'll never be ready. And maybe again, you might. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe a year from here, maybe 2 years from here. And if you're able to wake up and realize it, then that's awesome and that's great. And I hope that someday you take it upon yourself to wake up. Everything and anything is possible. I'm open to everything and anything. Maybe you can ask me questions. Well, this is all for now. Thank you. Peace and love. Until the next recording.